It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Legislative Democrats are leaning toward a different kind of hybrid system as part of their pension overhaul efforts than what Governor Jerry Brown has proposed. Ben Adler reports from Sacramento.
Brown's hybrid would split pension contributions, part defined benefit or traditional pension plan, and part defined contribution, like a 401k. But Senator Gloria Negrete McLeod, who co-chairs the conference committee working on pensions, says Democrats are looking at a system called a stacked hybrid, and here's how it could work. All contributions up to a certain salary level would go into a traditional plan. Anything above that would go into a cash balance plan with a lower rate of return.
Hopefully everybody can come to some compromise. Is everybody going to be happy? No. But if everybody's a little bit unhappy, then I think we've done our job.
Republican Senator Mimi Walters says anything less than the governor's proposal won't sit well with her party. A union coalition says it wouldn't be thrilled with this hybrid system, but could deal with it as part of overall pension reform. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
A battle is shaping up at the California Capitol between auto dealers and private companies that offer vehicle history reports like Carfax. A new state law that takes effect in July requires dealers to provide consumers with a vehicle history report from a government database for any vehicle that's been salvaged or junked. But a new bill by Democratic State Senator Juan Vargas would let dealers offer either the government report or a private one. Vargas says the government reports often leave out accidents and other vital information.
The government will be luring you in now, saying this car is fine. There's no warning on this car. And you're going to think, oh, the government says this car is fine. The reality is it's not fine.
The auto dealers say lawmakers last year specifically chose not to include such a choice in the new law. They argue Carfax is trying to undermine the new law and should instead provide the government reports themselves. The measure goes up for committee hearing tomorrow. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.